The answer is self-deportation, which is people decide that they can do better by going home because they can't find work here because they don't have legal documentation to allow them to work here.
Now, Mitt Romney might have drawn some laughs from Republican audiences at a GOP debate earlier this year for his response to a question about his immigration plan. But self-deportation, the truth about it is that it's becoming more common in Arizona. Some say that's the result of SB 1070. Of course, that's the state's controversial immigration law that goes before the Supreme Court later this week. We're joined now by our friend Peter O'Dowd. He's the news director at KJZZ in Phoenix and a contributor to the Fronteras Project. That's a multimedia collaboration focusing on the southwestern border between the U.S. and Mexico, led by KJZZ and KPBS in San Diego. Peter, hello.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Now, let's be clear about self-deportation to start. The term self-deportation started out as a joke. A satirist and cartoonist named Lalo Alcarez joking in a pretty scathing way that patriotic Latinos might want to do the country a favor and deport themselves. It was a satire and sort of a joke against anti-immigrant rhetoric. But you're here to say that since SB 1070, this is a real thing in Arizona now.
Yeah, it really has become a talking point for Republicans who favor laws like SB 1070. And in fact, there is evidence that it's happening. The Department of Homeland Security shows the unauthorized population in Arizona has fallen by about 100,000 since 2009. And supporters of the bill say this is clear evidence that 1070 has worked and worked well. You have DHS warning against doing a year-by-year comparison because of statistical reasons. But on the other hand, I checked with a guy named Jeff Pacell at the Pew Hispanic Center. He's a demographer, and he tracks this population pretty closely.
There are a lot of indications that the unauthorized population in Arizona has dropped, but it's very difficult to say how much it's decreased and why it dropped.
And so you have immigrants also in Arizona who tell me that if the Supreme Court upholds 1070, there's going to be another wave of people who self-deport or, you know, as you say, leave the state on their own.
Now, Peter, one of the sort of interpretations of this is that SB 1070 is essentially government-sanctioned intimidation, that it makes life so unpleasant for undocumented immigrants that they decide to leave and go elsewhere. Is there I know that's sort of subjective, but is there any evidence of that?
Well, it's kind of a difficult question because in a lot of ways the bill hasn't really gone into effect. Only some of the provisions have. And so the immigrants who left, you know, often left because they just felt that the climate of the state was not in their favor. They just didn't feel comfortable in the state. Now, could you say the law has intimidated people that way? Yes. But, you know, as I said, it has been mostly enjoined by a federal judge. And so as a practical matter, it really hasn't done much of anything legally.
That's interesting. So the idea of intimidation isn't borne out because people aren't really living under the what would be perceived as the more draconian aspects of the law. Well, where are the undocumented immigrants that are leaving Arizona? Where are they going?
Well, we don't know exactly because it's hard to get that precise data, but we do have a lot of good guesses, and mostly I found that they're going to other states. The immigrants that I spoke to say that people with families, with children, tend to stay in the U.S. to look for jobs. And if you're looking for a job in the United States, Texas is pretty high on the list. I also heard of people going to California. I heard of them going to Nevada, North Carolina. You have Canada came up quite a bit. And you know, I guess the obvious question, if you're trying to get at this self-deportation question, is did they go back to Mexico? And the answer to that question is, yeah, clearly they did. The Pew Hispanic Center just yesterday, in fact, came out with a report that clearly laid out this idea that in-migration to the United States from Mexico has essentially reached zero, which means that immigrants across the U.S. and presumably Arizona are going back home as often as they come here. Now, they're also going to New Mexico, which is kind of an interesting case. I traveled there to report this story because I'd heard of so many illegal immigrants moving there after 1070. You know, if you go to New Mexico, it's easy to get a driver's license for an illegal immigrant. It's considered a very friendly place towards Spanish speakers. And that's where I met a woman named Josie, who really landed on her feet in New Mexico. She found jobs cleaning houses. Her husband worked again as a caterer. He couldn't find work in Arizona when they lived here during SB 1070. And Josie told me that her kids were really doing well in school.
New Mexico offered me opportunities, give me a hug, I'm going to do something for New Mexico. I'm going to tell my kids do something good for New Mexico.
So there you have Josie, who says that life in New Mexico, you can't even really compare it to life in Arizona. She used to have panic attacks in the car when SB 1070 was really getting debated heavily and passed at the state legislature. So I think that's a case of the law, making life really uncomfortable in a place and then they just leave for that reason.
And then it sounds like in other ways, as you said, that it's really just about jobs. People point out over and over that immigration is really just about economics. If there are more jobs in America, people find a way to come to Mexico so they can work, follow the money. But when jobs are scarce here, people tend to leave. And it makes you sort of wonder what people expect the reaction to be in Arizona should the Supreme Court strike this law down. You pointed out that self-deportation is going on, but the law hasn't really been in effect. So do people think that should the justices strike it down, that things will really change all that much?
Well, yeah. You know, as I said a minute ago, I think that illegal immigrants and the business community are, in fact, watching what goes on at the Supreme Court very closely. And if SB 1070 goes into effect, you'll see a larger number of people leaving the state. But as you say, jobs really are critical. And that's the big difference between Arizona, for instance, and a place like Alabama and Georgia that passed similar laws and immediately saw labor shortages in the agriculture industry, for instance. But in Arizona, it's still kind of wait and see. Our construction industry, our big industry, has been in the tank for years. We've just been bleeding jobs. And so we don't really know, if immigrants here left because, they couldn't find work, or if they left because of 1070, or if they left because of a combination mm-hmm. of both. So, it really is a matter of waiting to see what happens at the Supreme Court and then what happens in the state's economy. Because economists say that construction is on its way back slowly in the state, and pretty soon we're going to need that labor again.
That's a great point, and it makes me think how people are going to feel about SB 1070 when the economy starts to recover, if they will think it's such a good idea when there isn't as much cheap labor to build the buildings and build the houses when they have to be built. That's always the question. Peter O'Dowd is news director at KJZZ in Phoenix and a contributor to the Fronteras Project. Peter, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.